You're listening to KFFR 88.3 FM. The time is 1:15 here at the KFFR studios. And I'm joined in the studio right now by Dr. Adam Wilson, who is one of the orthopedic surgeons over there at Steamboat Orthopedic and Spine Institute. If you didn't know, SOCI, as it's known, has been serving the needs of Greene County for 32 years. They actually have a clinic over there in Fraser at the Safeway Center. There's a rotating team of specialists offering orthopedic care for sports medicine. Hey, thanks for joining me, Adam. How's it going?
It's going well. How about you?
Can be better. At least it's not raining yet, right?
There you go. Starting to look like it might.
I know. It probably will rain. So I got to start. We'll get into a little bit about your background, but one of the things I find fascinating is you were actually a surgeon or an assistant. Explain to me a little bit how that worked with the U.S. ski and snowboard cross team.
Sure. So the U.S. ski and snowboard team has a pool of physicians. Often people travel with a team relatively consistently. I've started traveling with snowboard cross during my fellowship in Taos in the winter of 2016-17, have continued to travel with them, and it's a good team to travel with. They do great on the road, and so when we're there with them, we're support for if they have any injuries and need to navigate the medical care at whatever country we were in. Most recently, I was in the country of Georgia at Bakirani, Georgia, with them for the World Championships this past February, March, which was a great experience, and takes me to places that I wouldn't necessarily visit myself and see some beautiful places, work with some great Olympic level athletes, which also helps translate into care and how we take care of our comp center athletes, our recreational athletes, and all the former ski and snowboard racers that live here and want to keep doing that well into their 70s, 80s, and even later sometimes.
Right. So what is the medical care over in a place like Georgia like? I mean, is it hard to navigate those systems?
Some places can be. Place like Georgia, we had a meeting with everyone who was going to be there with a different team since it was World Championships and there were a bunch of athletes there, and kind of laid out the care that was available. And the mountain itself was pretty isolated. So if we'd had someone who needed to go to hospital, which luckily we didn't this year, closest hospital was about 2 hours away. And so by helicopter, 30 minutes, and figuring out what you need to know ahead of time is helpful. And right. A place like Georgia is definitely different than a place like Austria or Switzerland that have a lot of great medical, especially orthopedic care that's easily accessible.
So is there a sport? I know you said you did like slalom, you did snowboard cross. I would think that snowboard cross would have the most injuries. Am I wrong in that?
No, snowboard cross can get pretty violent for everyone who's watched it and seen it. The fact that there's 4 to 6 racers on a course at any given time going over jumps that put them in the air for 70 feet or more sometimes some of those crashes can be pretty violent. That being said, you know, half pipe and big air and stuff can
absolutely
pretty big crashes, but snowboard cross can get pretty big because one crash can take out multiple athletes too.
Right. I see some of that. I have a friend in the Valley, Mike McGuinn, who was a coach for the snowboard U.S. snowboard cross team and got to go with China. And he's got some stories. It's an exciting sport.
It is. It's fun to watch. And for people who haven't, it's one worth tuning into.
Now, you also studied under a pretty famous surgeon in France. Tell me a little bit about that experience.
Sure. So when I finished my training in the U.S., I wanted to spend a little more time learning about treatment of complex shoulder injuries and complex shoulder surgeries. And so I went and spent time in Nice, France with Pascal Boulot, who's kind of one of the fathers of kind of our current shoulder surgery and a pioneer in a lot of things that we do. And so kind of spending time and learning with him was a fantastic experience. Definitely, I think, improved and advanced my ability to care for difficult shoulder problems, and went over there planning to work with him and study with him for 3 months. And after being invited to spend more time there, ended up spending a year working with him, which was great.
So you got to be on the beach and in the mountains simultaneously?
Exactly. So southern France is like that, right on the water, but the mountains are visible right behind you.
Nice. That's kind of one of my dreams, be on the beach mountain lifestyle. So you've been here in Fraser for about 5 years, and your focus is on knee and shoulder. So I know you kind of mentioned a little earlier that a lot of our athletes here and the people who live here in Grand County maybe had an athletic past. Tell me a little bit about that process of someone who maybe had a knee injury and now they're, you know, in their 50s. How do you console someone like that? And what are kind of the techniques, and why would they want to come to SOCI for that kind of expertise?
Sure. And so I think, as you mentioned before, our group has a long experience treating this population, especially in Grand County. It started with Brian Bomberg, who I know a lot of people and patients around here know, and then Alex Meininger and Patrick Johnston are two of our other current partners who had been coming down here for a while. I think part of that is people have an injury and it can change their knee, for example, for the rest of their life. And the goal with an initial treatment, whether it's someone who tears their ACL, is to restore that knee to where it needs to be and prevent further changes. But that some of that is, at least currently with our medical knowledge and science, not preventable and can lead to arthritis and things down the road. Our goal at SOCI is to get people out there doing everything they want to do. And kind of the motto for us has been become, we're here to keep you out there. And so whether it's arthritis, an ACL injury, a shoulder dislocation, the goal is to get people back to everything they want to do at the level they want to do it. And that doesn't matter whether they're a 18 or 20 year old comp center athlete or they're, you know, a 70 year old skier who wants to ski 80 days next year. And so I think we've gotten a good routine of how to get people back out there, combining our care from our team with the local physical therapist to really get them maximized in their recovery.
And of course, one of the advantages of having SOCI here in Fraser is you don't have to drive to Steamboat. You don't have to drive to Denver, and you know your doctor. And for you, you live in Tabernash. So
exactly. So that was part of our reasoning. We opened the clinic by Safeway in November 2020. And have been working slowly on expanding what we offer here so that people can minimize their drives. And yes, occasionally there's complex surgeries that can't be done at a small rural hospital. But even in those cases, we can see them for their postoperative care and things locally. But now we have not only myself who does sports medicine, we have our hand team down in this office every other week. Our spine team sees patients here locally. Dr. Miranda, who's our foot and ankle specialist, is here, I believe, every other week right now. And so we want to keep people here as much as they can, minimize their driving, especially a winter like we just had. Bertha and rabbit ears aren't always the most fun to venture over when you don't have a choice.
Have you hit any of those potholes yourself yet?
I've so far done a good job of avoiding them. I've watched people get flat tires.
It's a little rough out there. All right. You were talking with Dr. Adam Wilson, who is one of the orthopedic surgeons at Steamboat Orthopedic and Spine Institute with a clinic over here in Fraser and the Safeway Center. You're from Oklahoma originally, right?
Yep. Grew up in Tulsa, Oklahoma, prior to leaving for college and training, and found my way back to the mountains, spent a bunch of time in the mountains with my parents, which they'd always done growing up. And so that's where the love of the mountains came from.
Always coming to Winter Park, of course, right?
Exactly.
So you're a fan of red dirt music?
I am.
So we're going to play a quick song from Cross Canadian Ragweed and come back. And I've got a couple of questions about knee and shoulder injuries and what kind of advice you might give those people. You are listening to KFFR 88.3 FM. That was Cross Canadian Ragweed, or some Red Dirt Dimebag is the name of the song. You're listening to KFFR. My name's DJ Foz, and I'm sitting here with Dr. Adam Wilson from Steamboat Orthopedic and Spine Institute. So let's say, theoretically, I know someone who just got an MRI done, and they have a knee injury. How does SOCI now get involved with that particular patient?
Sure. So if it's something that needs treatment or wants further discussion after that MRI, the nice thing here is we have a good team that staffs the clinic 5 days a week so we can get people in at their convenience to review that MRI, talk about what it shows, what treatment options there are. Our team, I think, starts with Ashley Reed, who runs the clinic here for us and is a longtime native of Grand County and lives in Grand Lake, along with Ivy Martinez, who lives in Granby, is one of our nursing assistants and helps there get people scheduled, gets them in, along with Lexa Johnson, who's one of our nurse practitioners, lives locally in Fraser, part of Ski and Bike Patrol, and she's in this office pretty much every day, along with Jason McCown, who's a PA of ours that lives in Grand Lake. And so between our team, myself, everyone I just mentioned, Dr. Miranda, the hand team, there's always someone in the Fraser office to see a patient, get the process started of talking about what can or can't be done. And even if they haven't had x-rays, MRI, and need that, we can get the ball rolling on that. We do have x-ray capability at the office in Fraser as well.
So do you ever see individuals that come in with a knee injury or shoulder injury that you can't do anything for, or is there always some kind of option for them?
Absolutely. There's always something. There's always, depending on what the issue is, there's always options, whether it's things from physical therapy and anti-inflammatories to injections, and if the need is, surgery. But I don't think I've ever seen anyone where we haven't had something to offer them. I don't think I've ever had to tell anyone there's nothing I can do for you. So there's always some option, and that's the nice thing with our group as a whole, having all specialties covered, is that if someone comes and sees me for what they think is a knee or hip or shoulder injury, and it actually is pain coming from a pinched nerve in their back, for example, then we can get them within our office to the right team and doctors to help take care of them.
And you have a nurse practitioner who kind of sees the case from the beginning to the end.
Yep. She'll help assist us that way. If someone, for scheduling or timing, even if, say, I do a surgery on someone, if their timing doesn't work for the days I'm in clinic, I'm either in surgery or out of town, then Lex is always here and can help people through that process. And she's trained in using our ultrasound, doing injections, taking x-rays, interpreting x-rays, MRIs, and helping patients through the process from, you know, the day of an injury through healing and surgery and all that post-operative recovery if need be.
I think that sounds like a great way to do it. I would hate to be, I remember one time I injured my knee and was driving a stick shift and had to drive all the way to Denver, and it was very painful.
I can imagine that would not be fun.
It wasn't very good. I've been talking with Dr. Adam Wilson from Steamboat Orthopedic and Spine Institute. We're going to have a big birthday bash on Friday. You think anybody from the clinic's going to join us?
I hope so. I wish I could. I'm actually out of town for a wedding, but with the local team, we'll make sure someone shows up and is part of that party.
Awesome. So that is on Friday. Come out and meet some of the members of Steamboat Orthopedic and Spine Institute, also known as SOSI. Thanks so much for coming in and having the quick conversation with us.
Thank you for having me.
So you've been listening to KFFR, 88.3 FM, community radio for the Fraser Valley and the headwaters of the Colorado River.